You're listening to Spice Radio 1200 AM's The Morning Buzz with Mankiran Aujla, and the Vancouver Whitecaps FC Women and Girls in Soccer Celebration takes place this Saturday. The Whitecaps will be taking on the Portland Timbers at 7:30 p.m. at BC Place. And something special that is happening is the Whitecaps will celebrate the incredible women and girls working, playing, and setting new standards in soccer. So we're now speaking to Saritha Patel, club reporter for the Vancouver Whitecaps FC. Saritha, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Now, as I mentioned off the top, it's an exciting weekend because it's the Women and Girls in Soccer Celebration. So what's going to be different?
You know, the logo has changed. I don't know if you've checked out our socials. We had three of our designers from the front office design and bring in their own cultures from South Korean to Brazilian. So it's really intrinsic. They talked about how they don't want to make it just, you know, pink and flowery, not like super like that, just more of what they feel that femininity is. So they just created this beautiful, beautiful logo that will be represented throughout the whole week and at the match. And we will have a clinic for over 100 girls before the match, and they actually will get to go to the BC Hall of Fame right after and check out all the great women that have made that accomplishment and made it into BC Hall of Fame. There is a B90 event where we have Steph LaBay and myself and a few others on a panel talking about all things women in sport and in soccer specifically, talking a little bit about updates of Project 8 because obviously we have Steph LaBay there. And then we have a lot of things inside the game where, you know, we talk to all the women that work at the Whitecaps and what it means to work in sport. So have like an inner story of what, how we feel working in sport. And then, you know, just the little things around around the place. You'll see a lot of people and staff members wearing pink and flowery things and what it makes them feel that femininity is defined as.
Okay, so I will be wearing pink to this match then.
Me
too. Okay, now my outfit, I'm already planning it in my head right now. And something you mentioned there, Sarita, is the launch of Project 8. Now, it's been, there's just been exactly 1 year since it happened. So can you tell us about, you know, just what Project 8 is all about and the significance of it?
Yes, as a person who didn't play any sports, any organized sports, I've been working with so many people who are currently athletes and who actually played and now have transitioned into the front office. And the number one thing they have said is organized sport is the reason why they are the way they are. You know, just the camaraderie, the being able to problem solve, the way to learn how to win, how to lose, all that, and just, you know, lifelong friends and all that, having the ability to do that through sport. And for women in sport, there isn't a clear path, unfortunately, and specifically in Canada. If you are a soccer athlete, you sometimes don't see the avenue. You play as a kid, you think, okay, maybe I'll make it into the university level. Is it the Canadian university level do you go to, or do you go to the American? And if you're really good, you make it into D1, and then from there, NWSL is growing, or you go to Europe, and that's it. You don't really see anything in Canada. So Project 8 is allowing that gap to be filled with having 8-ish teams in Canada where local Canadian talent could see a pathway from being in an academy and then actually getting paid professionally within your own country and not having to go to the Parises, the Madrids, or even like San Diego. I mean, not saying that they're bad, but knowing that you could stay within your own country is something that girls have wanted. And so having Project 8, having a team in Vancouver, Calgary, Toronto, you name it, being able to be like, I want to play for my hometown team is something that they can actually see in their future. And talking to the young girls that are in the academy at the Christine Sinclair Center here in Burnaby, they're so excited knowing that they'll be able to play and maybe represent Vancouver where they've grown up and gone through the academy. It's something that they're so proud and something they're aspiring to do.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, this has definitely become, you know, more a part of the conversation, you know, the importance of investing in women's sport especially. And do you find, you know, Sarita, in your time, especially being in this world of sport, like, are there much more opportunities for women in soccer now?
Yes, not in only in soccer, in sport as well. We thank all the women who have done the path and broken down barriers before us. And we are still breaking down barriers. I'm not saying that it's all, you know, lollipops and gun drops. It's still hard work, but I feel like there are more seats at the table for women. You can see it in all sports like NFL, first president is Las Vegas Raiders. She's a woman, women of color as well. So that's something that, you know, I look up to, and seeing her in that role, it makes me so proud. You see women coaches making it into male sports. You see women athletic therapists in male sports. You see, you know, we have a really strong front office. We have a lot of directors and senior vice presidents that are women. And I think that's just going to continuously grow. And Whitecaps do a really good job with giving equal opportunity. And it's, if you're the person for the job, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter your gender, your ethnicity. It's what can you do for the role and how can you enhance it. And I think they do a really good job with not looking at that and having the best person for the role. And thankfully, it's been a lot of women.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome, and we love to see that. Now, of course, let's talk about the game itself that's happening on Saturday. The Whitecaps will be taking on the Portland Timbers. So can we expect here?
Well, yeah, like you said, it's Portland Timbers, and everyone knows that that's a big matchup for us. We won the Cascadia Cup last season, meaning that we bested Portland Timbers and Seattle Sounders, which are our two rivals in the Cascadia Cup. So this is our first Cascadia Cup match, and they're coming into our town, our house, and it's our second of four at home. I don't know if anybody remembers Maxime Crépeau, who was our goalkeeper for a very long time. He went to LAFC for two seasons, and now he's at Portland Timbers, so it'll be a bit of a homecoming for him as well. We have a couple of Canadians on that team, like Kamal Miller, so there are a few Canadians that will evidently know some players on our team as well. So it is a big rivalry. They're coming off of a loss. They are doing pretty decently, but, you know, they always come into Vancouver with a bunch of their fans, making sure that they try to make it uncomfortable for us. But I feel like our fans this year have really showed up, and they're going to ensure that Portland's not going to have an easy time or easy go here at all.
Exactly. And how important, Sarita, is it, you know, for the fans to show up to the game?
I think it's extremely important. Like, yes, there's 11 guys on the pitch, but they tell me, they've spoken to me so many times, that the energy that the building brings gives them an extra boost, especially, you know, when they're doing corners or when it's later in the game and they want that momentum swing. They can hear it. They can feel the energy. Even myself standing on the sidelines, I can feel the buzz. So knowing that people are screaming and they're on their feet and they're cheering and, you know, not for anything. I've been to so many sporting events, but, you know, in soccer, it's 90 minutes. It's really nice and tight, so you could be screaming all you want for the whole game, and you're not going to totally lose your voice. So they feel it, and I feel the importance of, like, having more females in the crowd as well and seeing the young girls and, you know, everybody who shows up. It makes me proud knowing that there's equality in sport, for even if you're not going to be a player like myself, never been an athlete. But being a fan, I've been a fan my whole life, and I've always felt safe and comfortable. And I want that to be for everybody, and I want the next generation to know that for a Project 8 game, for an Academy game, for a WFC 2 game, for a Whitecaps game, it's for everybody. For everybody. Doesn't matter who you are, come to the game.
Exactly. Love that. Sarita, always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for your time. You take care, and see you at the game.
Yeah, same here. And you know what? I love that you are such a Whitecaps fan, and you've been a vocal Whitecaps fan. I saw your TikTok for the home opener, and it made me smile ear to ear knowing that you came to our game and you supported us. And yeah, I love that. I love everything about it, and I love what you're doing in the industry as well. You know, sharing your stories and keeping that music alive for people who are driving and getting into work, because it's incredible. So continue doing what you do best.
Oh, and Sarita, love seeing you there, especially out there representing us Desi girls. Really appreciate it. Take care.
Yeah, and I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but my hockey match is coming up too. So
Don't forget.
We'll talk to you maybe next week about that.
We will definitely be talking about Misaki. Always nice talking to you. Bye.
Bye now.